From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. Rescue efforts continue this Saturday in southern Mexico after a massive earthquake struck late Thursday, killing at least 61 people. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto says that the quake was bigger than a 1985 earthquake that killed thousands of people. This latest earthquake struck off Mexico's southern Pacific coast and triggered a one-meter-high tsunami, but there were no immediate reports of tsunami damage. Hurricane Irma has made landfall in Cuba as a Category 5 storm on its way to the U.S. state of Florida. Officials warning millions of people that time is running out to evacuate after the storm killed at least 22 people in the Caribbean and caused catastrophic destruction. Mark DeMaria is with the U.S. National Hurricane Center.
Because it's a large storm, we expect the conditions to last in South Florida for 24 to 36 hours. We also have to take into consideration that we expect this to remain a hurricane well up the coast and even into central and northern Florida into Monday time frame. And then further up, we expect this to be a possible rainfall threat into southeast U.S.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley is reminding Myanmar while Washington supports the fight against violence in northwestern Rakhine State. Humanitarian aid must reach those in need. Rohingya insurgents have carried out attacks to bring attention to their persecution there. Clashes have killed at least 400 people and triggered the latest exodus of Rohingya villagers to Bangladesh. Brazil's top prosecutor is on his charged six lawmakers from President Michel Temer's Brazilian Democracy Movement Party with forming a criminal organization. This is VOA News. The United States formally requested a vote of the United Nations Security Council on Monday of a draft resolution to establish new sanctions against North Korea because of its nuclear and missile programs. President Trump is warning in his words it will be a very sad day for North Korea if the United States does take military action against Pyongyang.
We've had presidents for 25 years now. They've been talking, and the day after an agreement is reached, new work begins in North Korea, continuation on nuclear. So I would prefer not going the route of the military, but it's something certainly that could happen.
Mr. Trump in recent days said and has made phone calls to key counterparts in Asia and Europe as the U.S. explores other means of corralling the North Korean threat, including continued diplomatic efforts. Syria has pushed back against the U.N., saying the report accusing its air force of using sarin gas to attack civilians is politically motivated and baseless.
The Syrian government said via official statement it possesses no chemical weapons and considers using them a moral crime that can only be condemned. The UN Commission of Inquiry on Syria says it has reasonable grounds to believe the Syrian government is responsible for the April attack in the rebel-held town of Khan Sheikhoun, which killed at least 83 civilians. The commission based its report on information collected from satellite images, video, photos, medical records, and over 300 interviews. The government questioned the findings and rejected the commission's report. Andrew Palcheski, VOA News.
Pope Francis brought together thousands of victims of Colombia's 50-year-long conflict with leftist rebels to pray for reconciliation.
Colombia, abre tu corazón de pueblo de Dios. Déjate reconciliar.
He's saying, Colombia, open your heart as the people of God and be reconciled. He say that they should not resist reconciliation in any way whatsoever. In the highlight of his Colombia pilgrimage, Francis flew into an area once besieged by leftist rebels to pray with the victims and urge them to overcome their grief by forgiving their assailants. Indonesia and Malaysia are reminding foreigners of their claims in the crowded and contested South China Sea by destroying foreign boats that take fish from waters near their coastlines. Boat operators from China, Vietnam, and the Philippines often slip into waters off the Malaysian north coast of Borneo. In Indonesia, where vessels from the same countries as well as Malaysia come close to shore, authorities have destroyed 317 boats. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.